Okay, everyone. Yes, I'm outside wearing a stethoscope because Tom made me wear a stethoscope because he wants to distinguish me from the influencers on Instagram who are trying to sell you home allergy testing. Oh my gosh, the glutens are killing us. Okay, I just found out about this thing. I didn't know about it. And I talked to my homie, Dr. David Stukas, who's a professor of pediatrics and allergy immunology at National Children's Hospital in Ohio. And he filled me in on this scam, okay? These guys went on Shark Tank and got $1 million to fund Everly Well. What Everly Well is a home allergy testing company. So home food allergies. So you prick your finger, you put it on these little cards, you send it off to them, and they tell you you're allergic to all kinds of stuff, and you suddenly are woke. You're like, all this time, I've had bloating and flatulence and weirdness and brain fog. It's because of inflammation due to food allergies. Abject nonsense. So I'm here to tell you what's really going on. Food allergies, true food allergies, means you eat a food and you have a pretty immediate and reproducible reaction to that food. There is no such thing as a hidden food allergy. So real hardcore gluten intolerance, those kind of things, yes, they can cause problems. And it's actually not that difficult to figure out because you can eliminate the food from the diet and find that your symptoms get better. So what do these home allergy tests do? They are actually, most of them are actually testing for an antibody called IgG. This is an antibody that creates a memory immune response, which means if you've eaten a pear in the past, you've been exposed to it, and your body tolerates it and may produce this IgG antibody. It says nothing about whether you're actually allergic to it. So what do the actual allergists in their office actually test for? They are testing a different type of antibody called IgE, which is a more immediate allergic type response. But even then, only 5% of people who actually test positive for the IgE have clinical allergies. So a lot of times you're testing in a way that isn't helpful. It's producing something we call false positives. And for the doctors and others in the group, that means that your pre-test probability of having an allergy has to be really high to make this test mean anything. So when you take this test at home and you get back results saying, brown rice and eggs and corn and gummy bears, now I can't eat those things and I feel so much better, you are either denying yourself wonderful food groups because everyone knows we have a daily recommended allowance of gummy bears and now you're not going to get it, or you're having a placebo effect and you're creating a lot of fear and misunderstanding. So the bottom line is these tests are a complete waste of money. If you think you have a real food allergy, see a doctor, or here's a trick, stop eating the food. It's called an elimination trial and see if you still have symptoms. If you do, it probably wasn't the food or you missed eliminating all of it, okay? So the bottom line is, if you have a friend or someone who's sharing on Instagram, some pharmacist or naturopath or chiropractor, someone getting paid probably by one of these companies to sell you this home allergy test, and they're saying, oh my God, we should get it, you send them this video and go, this bald clown in his backyard with a stethoscope is telling you you're full of crap. All right, guys, I love you. Become a supporter if you want to go deeper. We're woke as heck. We out.